On Thanksgiving Day 2022, a chemical release from the Martinez Refinery Company wafted over the city of Martinez and left a fine coating of particulate matter on yards, homes, streets, and cars. County health regulators said the release was 70 to 90% above the level of hourly refinery emissions. Scott Berger is the lead investigator for the Contra Costa Health Department's Martinez Refinery Company Oversight Committee. He said the refinery issued no notification about the release.
The physical evidence wasn't recognized in the refinery, but was experienced outside the refinery and was reported to them by community members who saw the collection of white dust on various surfaces spread around the community.
Martinez resident Jillian Elliott is with the group Healthy Martinez. She said that lack of company monitoring is unacceptable.
They didn't see any of it, so they didn't report it. So it was left up to the community to see the emissions on our cars and on our yards and report it. That's crazy.
Scott Berger with the County Health Refinery Oversight Committee said the Martinez Refinery Company and its parent company, New Jersey-based PBF Energy, had too many holes in their safety procedure.
When we talk about root causes, we specifically are talking about gaps in process safety management systems. And by process safety management systems, we're talking about policies, procedures, standards that the company has.
Greg Karras is a refinery emissions expert and is consulting with Healthy Martinez. He said the Martinez Refinery Company doesn't have a clearly defined emergency shutdown process, and it's up to county regulators to make that plain in the final report on the incident.
Emergency unsafe conditions needs to be clear. The county needs to be clear about that. This report, as I've heard it so far, is burying that lead in a way that it will never, they will unlikely be held accountable for it since that authority is already required. They didn't do it. You need to say it.
Going forward, local activists would like to see county-operated air monitors installed in the community to track emissions. Healthy Martinez's Jillian Elliott said the Bay Area Air Quality Management District should immediately get those installed.
Community air monitoring is important to us because right now the only monitoring that's happening is within the fence line and not close enough in our community to really tell us what's happening actually in our community.
Elliott also said community members want to see wet gas scrubber technology installed at the refinery. The scrubbers are said to reduce emissions by about 70%. The Contra Costa County Health Department is expected to produce another draft report at the end of the month, followed by a 45-day public comment period. The next public meeting on the release is scheduled for March. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.